US Grand Prix, Lando Norris says penalty for Max Verstappen pass a momentum killer, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-10-21 T01:24:13.589Z, description colon Lando Norris says the decision to penalize him for a passing move on Max Verstappen in the United States Grand Prix was a Euro a momentum killer a Euro for his championship hopes, comma dot. Penalty momentum killer for title hopes, Norris, image source, Getty Images image caption, Lando Norris and Max Verstappen narrowly avoided a collision at the first corner, but it was an incident later in the race that led to a penalty for the Briton, Andrew Benson, F1 correspondent in Austin, published, October 21, 2024, 2:24 BST, comments. Lando Norris said the decision to penalize him for a passing move on title rival Max Verstappen in the United States Grand Prix was a momentum killer for his championship hopes. The penalty, which the McLaren driver described as rash, demoted Norris from third to fourth place, one position behind Verstappen, who has now extended his championship lead to 57 points with 5 races to go and 146 points still available. Norris also said he had driven like a muppet at the first corner, and allowed Verstappen to get up his inside and force him wide, a move that cost both of them places to eventual race winner Charles Leclerc of Ferrari. Both incidents were controversial, but Norris and his McLaren team were more concerned by the defining moment of the Austin race with 4 laps to go. Norris had spent most of the race behind Verstappen, but an offset strategy gave him a tire advantage in the second stint and he closed onto the back of the Red Bull with 12 laps to go. The two rivals spent the next 8 laps battling, sometimes running side by side, until Norris tried to capitalize on the best opportunity he got. He went for the outside line at turn 12 as Verstappen defended the inside. Both cars ran off track on the exit and Norris emerged in front. Verstappen immediately complained that Norris had overtaken him off the track, which is not allowed. Norris and McLaren saw the incident the other way around. Norris said, "For me, the thing that is incorrect is what Max did, which is defend his position by going off the track and effectively keeping his position. He overdefended and made a mistake and gained from that. I had to go off the track. It is impossible for people to know whether I could have made it on the track or couldn't. Therefore you cannot steward that kind of thing." Norris and McLaren team boss Andrea Stella said the stewards should have reviewed the incident with both drivers after the race. "For me it's just a rash decision," Norris said. "They don't hear or understand our points, which they should do after the race. They just want to make a decision at the time so they don't alter points and podiums and things like that. But they don't hear my point or my team's point or Max's point, which I don't think is the most correct thing. But today it's a penalty and there's not a lot I can do apart from accept that. It was a great battle. Max defended very well but he ended up on top and congrats to him." Norris said the stewards were just guessing and I don't think that's how stewarding should be done. Stella drew comparisons with other incidents in which Verstappen has driven in the same way during his career. "The defending car goes just straight at the apex," Stella said. "We checked the video multiple times, it is just going straight. It is just going off the track as much as Lando is doing, just giving no chance for Lando to complete the maneuver. If I was a journalist, I would have done a bit of statistics how many times Max has used this way for defending. Both cars go off track. So I think both cars are gaining an advantage if there is an advantage gained. So I think it was at least neutral." Verstappen rejected Stella's remarks, saying, "They complain about a lot lately anyway, but it's very clear in the rules. Outside the white line, you cannot pass. I've been done for it as well in the past." Norris penalized for Verstappen pass as Leclerc wins USGP, published 16 hours ago, US Grand Prix Review. The stewards' report said that Norris was not level with Verstappen at the apex of the corner, so Norris had lost the right to the corner. It added, as Norris left the track and returned in front of Verstappen, it is deemed to be a case of leaving the track and gaining a lasting advantage. They added that the standard penalty was 10 seconds, but this was reduced because of Verstappen's driving. Having committed to the overtaking move on the outside, Norris had little alternative other than to leave the track because of the proximity of Verstappen, who had also left the track. Had Norris finished ahead of Verstappen, he would have reduced his gap in the championship to 51 points, gaining back 3 points after losing 2 to Verstappen in the sprint event on Saturday, which the Dutchman won with Norris third. Norris said, "It's a momentum killer, but we came here with our mind open, not expecting to dominate or win or anything. The fact Ferrari were so quick showed they are just as competitive. I could only have finished third. But the one guy I had to beat is Max and I didn't beat him. It was a non-successful weekend. But we gave it a good shot. I tried and we have work to do and I have work to do on myself. I respect the battle we had. Good one, enjoyable, respectful. Turn 1, I didn't do the correct thing but I feel like what happened at the end was more on my side, but otherwise it was a good battle. We didn't come out on top because I didn't do a good enough job. If I defended better in turn 1 and wasn't driving like a muppet, I should have led after turn 1 and then we shouldn't have this conversation in the first place." Ferrari target constructors title, image source, Getty Images image caption, Charles Leclerc is now 22 points behind Lando Norris in the Drivers' Championship. Leclerc dominated the race after taking the lead at the first corner and afterwards said he and Ferrari were now targeting the Constructors' Championship after a strong run of races. He also won the Italian Grand Prix in Monza, finished second to McLaren's Oscar Piastri in Azerbaijan and was competitive in Singapore, the race before Austin, where he recovered to fifth place after starting 10th because of a mistake in qualifying. Ferrari are 48 points behind leaders McLaren in the Constructors' Championship, in which both cars score, and only 8 behind Red Bull in second place. Leclerc, who is 79 points behind Verstappen in the Drivers' Championship, said, "We've got to target winning the Constructors' title. It's an optimistic goal, but that's what we are here for. If we do everything perfect until the end of the season, no matter what McLaren does, if we do better than them, I think we can still clinch that title. With the drivers, I see it a bit in a different way. Even if we do everything perfect, I feel like it will require a little bit of luck inside that to try and get that title, and we cannot really rely on luck. So the drivers seems to be quite unlikely, but again, I'll believe in it until it's mathematically impossible. But trickier." Stella said he was not surprised Ferrari were quick in Austin, and that the track layout did not suit McLaren. He added that McLaren had some upgrades coming in the next two races, we will see if we are in condition to alter the competitiveness of the car. Problems for Mercedes, image source, Getty Images image caption, Lewis Hamilton spun out on lap 2 in Austin, Mercedes were not in the fight at the front and endured a difficult weekend. Lewis Hamilton crashing on lap 2 of the Grand Prix at turn 19, just as teammate George Russell had in qualifying on Saturday. Hamilton said the two incidents were similar and raised questions about upgrades the team had put on the car for Austin. "I wasn't even pushing at that point," said Hamilton, who started 17th but was up to 12th on the first lap. "I was just trying to get going. The front started bouncing and the rear end just came around same as George yesterday. P1, I had the same thing, spin in turn 3, which is so rare, I have never spun in turn 3 all the years I have been here. If it didn't happen that lap, it would have happened another lap because something wasn't quite right there, and it's been the same most of the weekend with this new package we had." Hamilton said the team would have to consider whether to run the new parts in Brazil next weekend, although Russell cannot because there are not enough of them. Russell recovered to 6th place in the race after starting from the pit lane driving a car rebuilt to a previous specification. Team boss Toto Wolff said there was not a fundamental issue with the upgrade but he added that the team did not understand why their weekend had gone awry after they were competitive in sprint qualifying on Friday, when Russell was on the front row and Hamilton would have been on pole had he not encountered yellow flags on his lap. Wolff also expressed his concern about the controversial ride height altering divide that it emerged this weekend was on the Red Bull, saying it was outrageous. He added, "It's not good enough to say that's it, promise we re not going to do it again." FIA single-seater director Nicholas Tombazis said on Saturday that the matter was closed after they put a seal on the device because the FIA could not retrospectively establish whether it had ever been used. Related topics, Formula 1, more on this story, how to follow Mexico City Grand Prix on the BBC, published 15 hours ago, Andrew Benson Q&A, send us your questions, published 2 days ago, comments cannot be loaded to load comments you. Need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments, top stories, live. Football latest, weekend and VAR reaction plus Van Dijk begins Liverpool contract talks, Van Dijk in talks with Liverpool about new deal, published 3 hours ago, we lost our local fans, we lost our beautiful stadium, we lost our city, published 8 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, a family driven from their home by a violent spirit. The truth behind rumours about strange events in a terraced house in West Belfast in 1989, the inside story of a scandal that rocked Hollywood. Video: the inside story of a scandal that rocked Hollywood, who is the mysterious former waiter who bought Hollywood's legendary MGM/UA studio in 1990, who will run Rupert Murdoch's media empire in the future. The succession battle played out in a courtroom in the U.S. state of Nevada recently. David uncovers the hidden histories of two buildings, discover the lives of residents in London and Berlin during World War II. Elsewhere in sport, Rabada takes 300th test wicket, how does he compare? Benitez praises Fantastic Jones' performance for Liverpool. Video: Benitez praises Fantastic Jones' performance for Liverpool, penalty momentum killer for title hopes, Norris, slots more measured Liverpool pass biggest test yet. Should Wolves have reacted quicker to controversial Man City winner? Video: should Wolves have reacted quicker to controversial Man City winner? Chiefs stay unbeaten after scrappy Super Bowl rematch. New Zealand beat South Africa to win T20 World Cup. Video: New Zealand beat South Africa to win T20 World Cup. Are exhibitions impacting tight tennis calendar? Bates and Devon's crowning moment in World Cup of Hope. Man City winner at Wolves, a grey area. But what does law say? Stockholm Derby suspended after pyrotechnics thrown. Per Sol makes NFL debut 50 days after being shot. Do Arsenal have a red card problem? And could it cost them the title? The black coaches leading Orlando Pride to success. Which Premier League players have been surprise packages? Desperate measures bring Pakistan a moment of salvation. Never give up. Calafiori's journey from big injury to Premier League. From Accrington Stanley to England number 2, who is all-round good egg Barry, Tuchel, a sacrifice of principle or best man for England job, vote now for your BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, video, live, terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, get personalised newsletters, why you can trust the BBC, advertise with us. Copyright 2024 BBC.